reconciling love, radical love. Radical hospitality and radical love are kind of synonymous when you think about it. We in the conference have a lot of those little programs or little catchphrases and so forth, but it's so important as a guide to encourage one another and to witness to one another. In Matthew's Gospel in the New Living Translation, I want to start at verse 15 and go through 20, but I want to share with you the little bullet points of what's in chapter 18. The first verse says, about the time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, which is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a small child over to him and put the child among them. And then he said, I assure you, unless you turn from your sins and become like a little child, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. I know Tina has been to adult daycare and doing different things and working with elderly people, and I know most of us here have elderly friends, and when they get a little older, they get a little childish. And I often wondered about that. You know, like at adult daycare, they like to have the paper read to them. They like to go and sing hymns. And I'm thinking, well, I know why. God is preparing them to enter into the kingdom because we become childlike as we prepare to go. It's a trust thing. And then further down, Jesus tells the story of the lost sheep about the 99. Was that 99 bottles of beer? Oh, no, that's the wrong 99. Where the shepherd, one sheep's missing, he leaves the 99 and he goes. But this is the one I want to share with you. And the subtitle is Correcting a Fellow Believer. Red Letter Edition, words attributed to Jesus. If another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the fault. If the other person listens and confesses it, you have won the person back. But if you are unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back again so that everything that you say may be confirmed by two or three witnesses. If that person still refuses to listen, take your case to the church. If the church decides you are right, but the other person won't accept it, treat that person like a pagan. Ooh, that's tough. Or a corrupt tax collector. I tell you this, whatever you prohibit on earth is prohibited in heaven. And whatever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask me, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For whom two or three gather together because they are mine, I am there among them. God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.